speak? Yes, sir.
John Schwebel, 79 Hamilton Avenue, Leonardo. I just have to make some comments after that. First of all, one of the questions was, why is the Human Rights Commission in Middletown Township the only commission that is severely understaffed? I think you have 5 members out of the possible 11. And Mr. Mercantanti, I think any citizen has the right to ask that question. You don't have to be a member of the Human Rights Commission. Does Middletown not approve of the Human Rights Commission and that it is the only one that is like 7 people short for all of the year 2008?
I would suggest you make a statement. We're not going to get into responding to questions. Your wife has an administrative claim related to...
I'm a citizen. I'm asking. I look at
the you can...
I'm not allowed to ask the question.
You're allowed to say whatever you want. I'm directing the board not to respond because there's litigation pending. But you can make whatever statement you want.
I'm asking the question, why is that the only...
I've told you, I'm directing them not to respond to questions because there's litigation involving your wife, which she's attempting to recover money.
Litigation involving my wife?
Yeah, she brought the litigation, administrative complaint.
No, she brought administrative complaint. No.
Okay.
To give a history, the legal complaint that you brought was settled by a consent order in February 2006, and also since that wasn't followed by Middletown Township, the judge had a second consent order which was agreed to in August 1st, 2007, and there's no pending litigation. It's all settled unless Middletown doesn't abide by it.
Well, your wife's attorney has been attempting to revive it by writing letters to the court over the past few months, unsuccessfully, I might add, but attempting to revive it so she presumably can recover some additional money.
He hasn't been attempting to revive it. He's been attempting to get the city to follow the consent
order. Cool. Okay.
Anyway. Now, I have another question for Township. Has anything been done about looking at establishing curb cuts on Harmony Road? There's 3 curb cuts, but the only ones that are missing between Cherry Street Park Farm Road and Highway 35, which I think I mentioned about at the meeting 2 months ago. Am I allowed to ask that question?
Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor,
litigation somewhere I can ask that.
Mr. Mayor, after Mr. Swable's request, we did go out and look at that, mm-hmm. and there is one side of the street that we can put sidewalks. I believe you asked between Cherry Tree Farm Road and ShopRite. Right,
right. It's just in front of the Sovereign Bank. There's only 3 curb cuts in that whole stretch.
Right, and when the Township Committee does look at that for the miscellaneous side curb and sidewalk, that can be accomplished.
Okay, great. Thanks, Bob.
I'd like to ask the board, perhaps we could, at our next meeting, even in an executive session where we could meet and discuss a couple of things. Is one, get a better understanding of the administrative actions that are currently in place or pending, as Mr. Riley had mentioned. Secondly, to get a better understanding of where we stand in compliance with these consent orders. And thirdly, to address the understaffing of the Human Rights Commission to see what we want to do to that. Yeah, thank you.
Bernie,
all right, I can give
put
you
in an executive session whatever you feel, you know, we need to go over.
Yeah, I can put together a report on some of that and get it for the next executive session.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I just want to make one more statement. I find it very surprising that any lawyer would say that because of some action that my wife is involved with, I'm not allowed to ask questions at a public meeting as a citizen. I find that very surprising. I've also... What? That wasn't a question, I'm sorry. That was a comment. one more comment. I'd also like to thank the council for approving the tax reimbursement for disabled vets, because I think there's a lot more that we could do for our disabled vets. Thank you for passing that.
Thank you.